This programme is sponsored by the Wolves Disabled Supporters Association.
The giant is stirring. The dream is being realised.
Hello and welcome to the Wolverhampton Wanderers Audio Matchday programme. Today our opponents Leeds travel to Molineux for our Premier League fixture. In this programme, we'll hear from Vitor Pereira ahead of today's game and get some thoughts from the squad in the dressing room. Our big interview is with your captain, Totti, while Doc gives us the inside knowledge on what he thinks of his teammates. Plus, we'll review Leeds' return to the Premier League so far this season ahead of our match today. It's Wolves versus Leeds. A word from the dugout, Vitor Pereira, coming away from Newcastle empty-handed. I'm very happy with my team, proud of my players, the way we face Newcastle away, full stadium, but I saw my team playing with bravery, tactical organisation, creating problems, strategical problems, and we created two chances to score before them. This is the time to be together, not to complain, because I'm very proud. I believe that we can increase the level of the team if we have the time to work with the team. If we have time to work on the pitch, we can increase the level. The first week, we will have time to be together and to work together on the pitch. It will be next week for the first time in the season. What I saw this game was tactically, mentally, a team with energy, with spirit, with belief in themselves. And this, for me, is the way to increase our level and to start getting points. Turning results around. Last season, we had defeats in four games in a row, but we never lost our focus. We never lost our way to improve. This is the way to improve, mentally and tactically speaking. It means that we know what we must do with the team, and the team knows what we can do to improve. And this is the time to be patient and support the team. I just want to finish a game proud of my players, proud of my team, and today I'm proud of my team. Today I'm happy. Of course, worried because we didn't get any points, but this is the way I want to see my team competing like this. Changing the formation. We need to do it. With the same base, we can change the system because this is something that I thought last season, but it was not the time because we didn't have time to work on systems. Now I think with the same base, we can create surprises for the opponent. When we analyse opponents, we try to explore the spaces that they will usually explore, and we try to control the best players. We try to control the movements of the other team. But if you're not sure how they play, I think that's an advantage for us. Krejci and Arakadare's debuts. We needed a striker. We had one training session with Tolu before Newcastle, and he's a different player. He's physically strong. He gives us the possibility to play long ball and to hold this ball, and to give us time to appear. He did well. Of course, he's not in the physical condition to do better. Krejci can play as a midfielder, can play as a central defender, with quality, with good decisions, because he has the skills and is good for us because he is a player that can do more than one position. A word from the dressing room. Ladislav Krejci, making his debut. I'm so glad for the opportunity from the coach, from the club. I'm glad also from the teammates, how they helped me. But unfortunately, the last thing, what is the most important, is dropping the points and not winning. We hoped for the points. The start of the game from us was very good. We had some chances, but we didn't score. Afterwards, Newcastle dictated the tempo and the rhythm of the game during the middle of the game, and in the end, I think we were again on the ball dictating the game, but unluckily we didn't score. It was a tough game, but I believe if we continue with the same mentality, pushing till the end, we will start winning. If we scored at the beginning, it would have been a different game, but we will never know. We take it as a negative from the game and keep going, keep pushing. Morale of the camp. I've been with the team for just a few days, so I need more time to understand everything and also the mentality and the feelings. But from the game, what I can feel is the guys wanted to go in every duel and every action until the end of the game, and that's the most important. When you go like this every time, one time it will click. I believe in the team, in myself, in the project, which is why I chose it. I will fight until the end. Tolu Arakadare, joining the old gold. It feels amazing. I know the history of the club and the players that have been here and how they've progressed to become better players. I like the project of the club, and that's what I want for myself. I want to improve, I want to progress and help this team. I think I'll fit in pretty good. If you look at the strikers that we have now, we're almost the same profile, so it won't be difficult for me to adapt. You can see how good Jürgen Strand Larsen did last season, and I'm just here to help the team. Suiting the Premier League. The Premier League is a league full of physicality, high intensity, a lot of runs, and I think I'm that kind of player. I'm strong, I'm fast, but obviously the first few games and weeks won't be the easiest, but it's a challenge that I think I'm ready for, and I think I'll fit in pretty good. It was time to come to the Premier League. I had my mind set here. This is what I wanted because I played in Germany, France, Belgium, and I think it was just here missing. And finally, I'm happy to be here. I can't wait for the first home game. If I'm starting, if I'm coming off the bench, if I'm on the bench not playing, I just can't wait to be in front of the fans. Our big interview for this match is with your captain, Totti Gomez. The call from Bruno Lage in January 2022 was unexpected. Totti had been quietly going about his business on loan in Switzerland, but a defensive crisis back at base camp not only cut his time with Grasshoppers short, but also sparked a career here at Molineux. Late into the sport, Totti joined Wolves from Estoril in 2020 as an unknown to many a football fan, and an 18-month loan at Zurich meant he remained off the radar of old gold supporters in those maiden years on the books. However, with Wolves pushing for European football, Lager lost regular left-sided central defender Roman Sass, who was called up to represent Morocco at the African Cup of Nations. Willy Bolly was already out injured, while Lager was unconvinced by Marcel and Leander Dendonca playing out of position there. So the head coach jumped on the phone to both Totti and Dion Sanderson, who was at Birmingham City at the time, and both returned to Compton, one with a big opportunity ahead of him. Within a matter of days, Wolves faced Southampton in the Premier League, and it was Totti given the nod, sandwiched between Connor Cody and Ryan Aitnori. Cody was naturally captain that day and helped guide an inexperienced Totti through his Wolves debut, and a successful one at that, with the old gold winning 3-1. Those leadership skills wore off on Totti from day one, and 105 games later, it's now the Portuguese who is not only a staple in the Wolves' defence, but also donning the captain's armband, having received the honour from now head coach Vitor Pereira on the eve of the 25-26 season. During his time at Wolves, Totti has played under four permanent managers and alongside five different captains, and is now proud that his old gold journey has taken this latest turn. "It's an honour for me, for my family. It's a privilege. I told the gaffer that I really appreciated it," he explained. "I signed in 2020, but I went on loan and came back. It's been a long journey. It's been a long time. And now being captain of the team is a pleasure. And I'm going to keep working hard every day so I can make my teammates, the staff, and especially the fans happy, which is the most important thing. You have different leaders who think in different ways, but at the end of everything, I've always respected all of them. Cody was definitely one of the best captains and leaders that I've had, and I learnt so much with him. It's not just Cody, but all the other ones that were captain too. Ruben Neves, Max Kilman, Mario Lemina, and Nelson Semedo. I took a little bit from each of them." The decision was a considered one by Pereira, who also tried Jose Sa, Matt Doherty and Joao Gomez with the armband during the pre-season. And while it's Totti set to lead the team out against Leeds United this afternoon, the responsibilities during the week are shared among that four-man leadership. "The leadership group is working really well. We're four captains, we understand each other well and have a good connection. It's important for all of us to have a role or position in the team and help each other so we can be a better team. Because we're all in this together, and we are all a team. As a captain, you have much more responsibility and pressure. But for me, pressure is something that's going to make me improve every day and work harder every day. It's good to have pressure. Pressure is a privilege because it's going to make me work even harder. As a captain, I need to show not only an example on the pitch, but also outside of the pitch, and make sure everyone's together and help my teammates with whatever they need. We always try to make sure there are no small groups in the team. Sometimes it's normal because of language barriers, but we haven't seen that much, and we've been working hard and helping each other. Of course, I still think there's a lot to improve in myself as a captain, but you improve in time." It's been a tough start to the season for Wolves. The old gold are without a point in four Premier League matches, and were narrowly beaten at Newcastle United last week. As captain, Totti led out two players as Wolves players for the first time in Ladislav Krejci and Tolu Orokodore, highlighting the transitional period the group remains in. The transfer window and immediate international period didn't help Pereira's cause, as he looks to build a team spirit similar to the one which inspired 6 wins from 6 at the back end of last season. Totti was one of 8 players remaining at Compton Park while the internationals ensued, but this week the group enjoyed its full complement, and the defender believes stability is now key. Now we have all the players that the gaffer wanted to work with, and we're together until the next market at least. We need to focus on togetherness and belief, and keep working hard and being humble, respecting the other team, but knowing that we are capable to do what the other teams are doing too. Of course, it's important to keep players like Jürgen Strand Larsen. He's been crucial for us since he arrived last season. Of course, he had that moment where maybe he could have left, but I'm very happy he's staying, because I know he's going to help us a lot with his goals, and he's very focused on that. Frustratingly for Totti, slow starts to the season are familiar for Wolves. Last season's first win arrived in November, while the year before brought just 1 win in the opening 6 matches. While he's frustrated that the habit has continued this term, the 26-year-old has now called on Wolves to use that experience to turn their form around, like in previous years. These are things that, unfortunately, already happened before. But we turned around those situations. It's all about togetherness and believing, working hard and being humble. Sometimes the process takes more time than the other ones, but honestly, you've got to believe in the process. The good days are for sure going to come for us, the happy days for us and the fans. Of course, we had some little mistake in each of the games that we lost. We know that those little mistakes cause the defeats, but these are the things that we can correct, we can still improve, and that's what we're going to do. Today, Wolves face Leeds, a team Totti has never faced, incidentally, and the new captain insists a positive mentality at Molineux will be crucial on an afternoon where the old gold could begin to turn their poor start around. Of course, it's been tough. I'm not going to say it's easy to start the season with 0 points, but it's still early and there's a lot of time to improve. We know that we are capable of being in a much better position than we are right now, and we have the team and the coach, all the players, so we can do that. It's not the end of the world. Things don't look that beautiful for us, but we cannot think negatively. We still have a lot of time to improve, and we're going to do it. We have the players for that, and we have to keep positive. The profile. Leeds United. Stadium. Elland Road has been home to Leeds United since their formation in 1919. The 14th largest stadium in the country, and attendances peaked in the 1930s when more than 57,000 supporters watched an FA Cup tie with Sunderland. Plans to take the capacity to 37,645 to 55,000 will be achieved when the West Stand is demolished and rebuilt. Colours. Leeds have worn an all-white strip since the 1960-61 season. Whilst their first ever kit was black and white striped, akin to Newcastle United, Leeds also spent time in blue and white stripes, yellow and blue halves, and both full yellow and full blue before settling on all white. Manager. In May, Daniel Farke won the championship title for the third time, repeating his success from Norwich City. However, on those two occasions, the Canaries failed to retain their Premier League status, which is a challenge now at Leeds. Farke is an experienced manager who's taken charge of more than 400 matches, having also worked in Germany and Russia. New additions. Among their raft of new signings over the summer, Leeds brought in Premier League experience. Between James Justin, Sean Longstaff and Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Leeds recruited more than 500 Premier League games of experience. The Yorkshiremen have also spent money on Anton Stach from Hoffenheim, Noah Akifor from AC Milan and Jakob Jol from Udinese, amongst others. The form guide. Fresh from winning the championship title back in May, Leeds United have started the new campaign with 4 points from the opening 12 available. Goals have been hard to come by for Daniel Farke's side, whose only Premier League strike was from the penalty spot. But aside from a heavy defeat at Arsenal, they've been tough to break down at the other end. Fulham 1, Leeds 0, Leeds 0, Newcastle 0, Sheffield United 1, Leeds 1, with Leeds losing 3-0 on penalties in the Carabao Cup. Leeds had been resolute until injury time at Craven Cottage, before a Gabriel Goodmanson own goal proved a late cruel twist. On their previous away game, Leeds were beaten 5-0 at the Emirates, but took 4 points from Everton and Newcastle United at Elland Road. Scout Report, Leeds United. The Stopper, Carl Darlow. With three keepers battling to be Leeds number one this season, Carl Darlow was given the opportunity to start against Fulham last weekend. The former Newcastle stopper began the season behind Lucas Perry and former number one Ilian Melier, but Darlow will be confident he did enough last time out to keep his spot. The leader, Ethan Ampadu. Welsh international Ethan Ampadu led Leeds to Premier League promotion in his first season as captain, having been a constant present in the side, with the ability to play centre-back and in midfield. Ampadu started the season in defensive midfield before injury ruled him out for a few weeks, but he's returned to action last weekend. Goalscorer, Lucas Metcher. Leeds have only found the back of the net once in the Premier League so far this season, and that came during the opening day victory at home to Everton. The scorer that day was new arrival Lucas Metcher, and the German striker will be hoping he can find the target more often than the three he netted for Wolfsburg during the 24-25 season. Creator, Wilfried Nyonto. With no player credited with an assist so far this season, the only other time Leeds have scored came in the Carabao Cup, with Wilfried Nyonto setting up Jaden Bogle in the loss to Championship strugglers Sheffield United. The Italian claimed six assists to go with his nine goals in the second tier last season. Leeds, the backstory. Last Wolves win. Wolves 1, Leeds 0. Boubacar Traoré's only Wolves goal to date was a cracker against Leeds back in 2022, which sent a side under Steve Davis and James Collins into the Carabao Cup last eight. Last Leeds win, Wolves 2, Leeds 4, 18th of March 2023. Leeds came out on the right side of a six-goal thriller in the last meeting between the clubs. Johnny scored from 40 yards before being sent off for Wolves, while Leeds' Rodrigo wrapped up the win. Last draw, Leeds 1, Wolves 1, the 23rd of October 2021. Wolves were denied a fourth successive win by Rodrigo's injury time penalty at Elland Road 4 years ago. He Chan Huang had put the old gold in front, but Rodrigo held his nerve late on. Last goal, Rodrigo, 18th of March 2023. After a chaotic Molyneux clash 2 seasons ago, Rodrigo scored the final goal, which is the latest between the two sides. The attacker clipped over Jose Sarr to complete a 4-2 win for Leeds. Last penalty, Rodrigo, Leeds, 23rd of October 2021. Last red card, Johnny, Wolves, 18th of March 2023. Last own goal, Ryan Aitnori, Wolves, 6th of August 2022. Matt Doherty, inside the changing room. Wolves defender Matt Doherty provides an insight into the characters inside the home dressing room at Molyneux. Most energetic. Probably Zhao. He's young and has a bouncy body, not a kick on him. He's just bouncing off people and running around. He's got a lot of energy. I used to have energy, but not anymore. Most relaxed. Definitely me. Nothing can faze me. I've seen almost everything here, so I'm probably the most laid back. In charge of the music. I think Totti's in charge of the music, but in the changing room it's a system where if you want to type in your own song, you can do that. I don't rate the music very highly, to be honest, so whoever is in charge hopefully sees this. Giving advice. I'd take my own advice. Getting extra treatment. Rodrigo Gomez is in there all the time. A man of his age should never be in there, but he's in there daily. Slowest getting ready. People do hang around in the baths for a long time. I'm not in any rush. I'm pretty slow at getting ready because I like to moisturise and clean myself properly. If I get out of the shower at the same time as somebody, they'll be ready before me for sure. Fastest getting ready. Sam Johnston, maybe. He's definitely had a few mentions. Most time in the mirror. All of us, really. We've all got hairstyles which we found and nobody has mastered. We're all doing our hair, making sure everything looks great, so all of us. Talking to the manager. Nobody's an obvious teacher's pet. I'm not going to burn anyone on this one. All around the world, Rodrigo Gomez. In what is a World Cup season, Rodrigo discusses the greatest football show on earth. First memories. The first game I remember watching the national team when I was younger in 2010, when Portugal played against Spain in the round of 16. I was at home, but my father was out fishing. He came back before the game started with this big box of fish, and it absolutely smelt the house out. I will always remember that. Favourite goal? It's got to be the goal that Eder scored against France in the Euro 2016 final, which won the trophy for Portugal. I remember being in Braga, watching in the city centre. I was only young at the time, but I remember seeing that goal and watching the people celebrating together was amazing. It was one of my favourite goals and my favourite moment watching Portugal. Watching World Cups. I've always watched every game Portugal has played in the World Cup. Ever since I remember watching football, Portugal has played in all the World Cups, so I have a lot of memories. Although we haven't done that well at World Cups recently, my favourite memories have been more with the Euros and the Nations League. Playing at a World Cup. Playing at a World Cup. It would be my biggest dream. To play in that kind of tournament with the first team of Portugal is a dream I've had ever since I started playing football. I've always dreamed of playing for Portugal, and the World Cup is the biggest competition, so it would mean everything to me. Travelling the world with Rodrigo Gomez. Last country visited. Earlier this summer, I visited Spain. I went to Mallorca with my girlfriend. It was a really nice place to visit. First holiday abroad. When I was little, I remember my first holiday was with my parents and my godfather, and we went to Spain too. I was about 11 or 12 at the time, and we went to Valencia. It was very good. Favourite trip. 2 years ago, I went to Mexico with my girlfriend. It was somewhere that I always wanted to go to, and I loved it a lot. It was very good, and the weather was much warmer than it is here. The humidity was unbelievable. It was so much higher than what we're used to, and nothing I've ever experienced. The beaches are incredible, and the water is amazing. Bucket list. That's a good question. I have so many good places that I have on my list, and would love to visit in the future. But probably top of that list would be Dubai.